This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Here's a savings you might miss out on in the future: sales tax on online purchases. If you buy online, you might have noticed you often don't pay sales tax. Well, soon that might not be the case. This week, the Senate passed a bill designed to make it easier for online retailers to charge the tax. For a look at how we got here and what this possible change might mean for consumers, we turn now to Diane Yetter, president of Yetter Tax Consulting and founder of the Sales Tax Institute. And Diane, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
I find this confusing. Sometimes I'm charged sales tax for purchases I make online. What rules already govern online taxes?
Well, that's a great question and has a lot of confusion in people's minds. So today, retailers or any seller that maintains a physical presence in a state is required to collect tax when it makes sales to customers in those states, regardless of the method of ordering. So whether you go into a store, you order through a catalog, or as most people do today, order online. So if the retailer has a retail store, somebody like Walmart that has stores all over the place, then they are required to collect sales tax whenever they ship to customers in states where they have stores. And then the other piece that sometimes people aren't as aware of because it's not as visible are things if they have a warehouse in the state, which is where Amazon and other more traditional online retailers without retail stores have to collect tax in the states where they currently maintain warehouses or maybe even employees that are working on their behalf.
And that's due to U.S. Supreme Court rulings back in the 90s, right? So why is Congress getting involved now if the Supreme Court decided this issue back then?
Well, actually, in the decision back in 1992, which was the Quill Corporation case, the Supreme Court actually asked Congress to deal with this. So we've been waiting for Congress to deal with it since 1992. And there have been bills that have been proposed virtually every year since then. So at this point, I think what's really triggering it is a couple of things. The first is the sheer explosion of online business, and then also just the economic condition of the states, that they are really hurting for money. And so this is a way that the states can collect revenue that is actually due. So this is not a new tax at all. These are taxes that have been due. It's just that the consumers either are not aware of it or just take the position that let the state come find me. And the retailers right now are not obligated or have the requirement to collect the tax today.
Can you remind us what the idea was originally behind sales tax?
Well, the original idea back in the 30s when sales tax was first passed was simply the taxes that existed prior to that were predominantly income taxes and property taxes. And in the 30s, we had falling income because of the Depression, and we had falling property values because of what was happening with the economy. And states were actually, and the government was having to provide more and more services to the citizens, and they needed to find a way to raise that revenue. And what people were still doing was actually buying things because they needed to do that. And so that's where the sales tax was born. And Mississippi was actually the first state to pass a sales tax.
Now, if this legislation does go forward, and doesn't look all that likely in the House, but if it does and businesses have to retool these whole departments to deal with complicated state tax regulations, and they'll be charging us more taxes, doesn't that just automatically mean higher prices for consumers online?
That's hard to really say. It might. Obviously, there will be some additional costs that the retailers will incur. But at the same time, there's competition in the marketplace.
I'm curious how much charging sales tax tips the scales for consumers. You know, I crossed state lines back in the day to get a good deal on certain goods. I'm not saying it was liquor, but certain goods in states that didn't charge it.
Well, I think there are a couple of different positions out there. Certainly, a lot of consumers are saying that they don't want new taxes to be imposed on them, but this really isn't a new tax. It's the tax that has been out there. In terms of consumer behavior, a lot of the studies that I've seen say that consumers are likely to still continue buying online for the convenience of it. Certainly, what it might do is curb some of the activities where people are going into stores, checking out the merchandise, and then going home and buying it online. It might be that they will actually start just buying from the merchant directly.
Diane Yetter is the founder of the Sales Tax Institute. Diane, thanks for this.
You're welcome.